Hello, everyone. Welcome back to A Plus English. So, Jenny, yesterday we learned all about paper.
Right. We learned that it has many uses.
That's right. Paper can be made into books. It can be made into jackets or even hats.
Oh, a hat and maybe also umbrellas, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Now, today we're going to learn something else. We're going to learn a little bit more about how to make paper. In fact, we'll follow Sandy and Jack to the paper museum and see how you make paper.
我们昨天有学到说呢，以前呢，在这个没有纸的时候，我们用到的是这个树皮啊，或者是这个动物的骨头来记录事情。那后来呢，我们也学到说，啊，一个这个纸呢，有非常非常多的用途。今天我们就要跟这个 Sandy 还有 Jack 来到这个纸博物馆，看看一张纸到底要怎么制作出来。
Paper, making new out of old.
Conversation A.
First, mix pieces of old paper with water.
Cool! We're making our own paper.
Make sure your paper is flat.
Okay.Got it.
Don't throw away paper like that. Paper is difficult to make.
But I just made a sheet of paper.
It's full of holes. You still need to brush it.
It's a new style.
Wow, that looks like a lot of fun there at the paper museum. Now, at the beginning, Sandy is explaining how to make paper. And she says, first, mix pieces of old paper with water. Now, when you mix two things together, well, you put them together. Mix A with B. Put them together and then mix it so you have one thing.
我们这里呢看到这个片语就是 mix with, mix A with B, 就是把 A 跟 B 混合在一起。那这边呢它是说要把几张旧的纸跟水混合在一起。那这边的纸呢我们要怎么数它呢？你可以说一张纸是 a paper 吗？不可以哦，这个 paper 是不可数名词，所以你要说一张纸、两张纸，你要用 piece 这个字。Piece 呢，它就是一张的意思。你说一张纸，就说 a piece of paper。那很多张纸，像这边就 pieces of paper 一样的东西。So Sandy and Jack are making paper. And what does Sandy remind Jack to do?
Well, she says make sure your paper is flat. Now, when you tell somebody to make sure that something is true, or make sure to do something.It means it's your job, that person you tell to make sure, it's their job to do that thing, and their job to see that that thing gets done. So Jack is the one who must do that, make his paper flat.
这里呢我们看到了 make sure 这个片语 make sure 呢就是确认的意思后面呢可以加一个句子就是确认那一件事情比方说呢睡觉前最重要的你要确认一下门有没有锁你就可以说 make sure the door is locked before you go to bed
Now of course she says make sure the paper is flat Now flat just meansWell, flat, with no round parts or parts that come up. And of course, a piece of paper is flat.
Right. 那个纸当然要是 flat. Flat 呢，这个形容词就是平坦的意思。那这里呢 ，Sandy 他提醒 Jack 要注意说，你要注意哦 ，make sure 确认呢，这个纸是 flat， 是平的。
So Jack says, okay, I got it. He knows to do that.And then he tries to throw his paper away, and Sandy says, don't throw paper away like that. When you throw something away, it means, Well, you throw it into the garbage, so you don't use it anymore.
这里呢我们看到了 throw away 这个片语。Throw something away 就是把什么东西丢掉。那 throw 这个动词它的三态是 throw, through, thrown, throw, through, thrown。那这里呢 ,Sandy 他要跟 Jack 说哎你呢不可以把这个纸随便丢掉哦纸是很难做出来的。然后呢接下来 Jack 就说 Oh, I just made a sheet of paper. Is a sheet of paper the same as a piece of paper?
Well, yeah, it's basically the same thing. You know, of course, in Chinese, there are many measure words, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the very few we use in English. When you talk about one piece of paper, you can say one sheet of paper.
Oh, 这里呢，原来这个 sheet 也是一张的意思。你也可以用来数纸。那数纸你说 a sheet of paper 或者是 a piece of paper, 这是都可以的。那接下来呢似乎我们发现说诶 Jack, 这张纸好像不是做得非常好齁 It's not very good, right?
No, it's not. It's full of holes.、Hmm. When something is full of something, it just means there are a lot of them there. Like a glass full of water, there's a lot of water.、
Hmm.这里呢 be full of something 就是充满着什么东西比方说呢你说诶在周末假日的时候百货公司总是充满了人挤满了人你就可以说 The department store is always full of people on weekends The department store is always full of people on weekends And here it says Oh, you can brush it What does brush here mean?
Right, well I think she tells him to useSomething to help make the paper flat.、
Oh.
It's like when you brush your hair.
嗯哼，这里的 brush 呢，就是刷的意思。因为 Jack 做的这张纸并不是很平，所以 Sandy 就建议他说，你可以刷一刷它 ，brush it. Brush 这个字呢，就是一个动词，就是刷的意思。
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Sandy and Jack.
Paper, making new out of old.
Conversation B.
What are these roses for?
I'm going to make rose paper.
You mean we can add things to paper?
Sure, you can add color too.
Cool. I'll put some dry leaves into my paper.
Not that many. We're making paper, not a treehouse.
Oh!My leaves are falling off.
Be careful. Just hang the paper up to dry.
Oh, 我们来看看第二段的这个对话。哎 ,Hey Bill, what's that for?
Oh, this helps me remember what to do tomorrow. So, Jack actually says,What are the roses for in the first sentence of the second part of today's conversation? Now, when you say, what is something for? Well, that means, what do you use that thing for?
这里呢我们看到一个用法就是 what is something for? 那 what is something for 的意思呢就是说这个 something, 这个东西呢到底是为了什么到底是用来干嘛的。那这里呢这个 Jack 就问 Sandy 说诶这些玫瑰花到底是用来做什么的呢 Okay, here, I have a question for you.
Okay.
We all have friends, right?
Right.
So, what do you think friends are for?
Oh, let's see. Well, I think friends add color to your life. Now, that's what Sandy says a little later, too. When you add something to something, it means you have the first thing and you put something in. So, maybe if you're cooking, you can add something like chicken to a soup.
这里呢我们看到了一个片语就是 add A to B, 就是把 A 加到 B 里面去。比方说呢你如果喝咖啡觉得太苦的话 you can add some sugar to it, 你可以加一些糖呢进去里面。那这里呢 Jack 就说哈你的意思是说可以加一些不同的东西进去这个纸里面吗 So what does Jack want to add to his paper?
Well, he wants to give it some color, so he decides he will add dried leaves to his paper. Now, dried here, well, it just means maybe you took the leaves and you put them in the sun or somewhere where all the water would come out. You know, one of my favorite treats here in Taiwan is dried fruit, where they take fruit and take all the water out.
这里呢我们看到了这个 dried leaves, 这个 dried 呢是被风干的风干的意思。那另外一个形容词也是干的是 dry, 那 dry 呢就比较只有讲说干干的那这个 dried 就比较强调说被风干了被晾干的。那这边呢 dried leaves, 这个 leaves 呢就是树叶的意思那它的单数是 L-E-A-F, leaf,leaf, 那它的复数比较特别哦你要把这个 F 改掉变成 V-E-S 那像这样子的单字还有其他的像 knife knife 是刀子它是 F-E 结尾的那它的复数呢是 knives 是把 F-E 改掉变成 V-E-S So then the leaves on Jack's paper fall off Why does it happen?
Leaves Knives It's weird Oh, they fall offOkay, so they fall off, and it happens because he put too many on. But when things fall off, well, it means they were connected or on. Here my pen is on my hand. If it falls off, now it's not on.
这个 Jack 呢他好像放了太多的叶子进去这个纸里面了结果呢这个叶子就 fall off fall off 呢就是掉落脱落的意思这个 fall 呢这个动词的三态就是 fall, fell, fallen fall, fell, fallen So then what does Sandy ask Jack to do?
Well, Sandy says be careful She tells him to just hang the paper up to dryNow, when you hang something up, well, it means you put it up, but you want to put it on something so it hangs down. So it's there, but it's below the thing you hang it up on. Now, a good example would be clothes. You hang your clothes up in the closet.
这里呢我们看到这个片语就是 hang something up, 把什么东西挂起来。你也可以说成 hang up something, hang up something 也是对的。那 hang 这个字呢它的动词三态是 hang, hung, hung, hang, hung, hung。那刚刚呢 Bill 举了一个很好的例子像是呢你会把这个衣服 hang the clothes up in the closet, 把它挂在这个衣橱里面。那接下来呢我们看到了说哦原来他把这个纸呢挂起来然后是要 to dry 那这边呢这个 dry 变成动词就是要风干要晾干的意思
Well, we need to take a look at our word power words but tomorrow we'll see more paper making with Sandy and Jack
It's word power time, and I think we'll be doing some mixing.
That's right.
We're going to mix our English with your learning so we can be A-plus English viewers, right?
Right. 我们呢要把我们的英文还有你的学习和在一起变成 A-plus English.
That's right. So here's our first word. Mix A with B. Mix A...With B, cha-cha.
Mix A with B, 这个片语呢就是将 A 与 B 混在一起。
Mom mixed milk with chocolate to make
Chocolate milk!
My favorite!
这里呢，妈妈把牛奶和巧克力加在一起，和在一起，变成巧克力牛奶。
Flat. Flat.
Flat, 这个形容词是平坦的。
The land is flat. There are no hills or mountains.
这片土地是平坦的，没有山，没有小山丘。Like my stomach.
Throw away. Throw away.
Throw away 是个片语，就是把什么什么丢掉。
My shoes are too old. I want to throw them away.
我的鞋子太旧了，我要把它们给丢掉。
Stinky.
Oh, God.
Leaf. Leaf.
Leaf, 它是个名词，叶子。如果是复数的话，变成 leaves.
Leaves turn red in fall.
秋天的时候，叶子会变成红色的。
And they're very beautiful.
In mind.
从对话中呢，我们看到了我们的主角，他的 leaves are falling off.
And fall is a useful verb. So let's tell our audience some other ways they can use it.
Fall 这个动词的相关片语有蛮多的，我们来学一些有用的。Which one should we start with?
Fall apart. Now fall apart means.Something has many pieces, but they're not together anymore.
这里我们看到 fall apart. Fall apart 就是呢四分五裂的意思。
For example, the old chair is falling apart.
这张老旧的椅子开始四分五裂了。Oh, it's broken. No!
We can also say fall for somebody. And that means you start to be in love with somebody.
这里看到的 fall for somebody 呢，就是与某人陷入热恋。
For example, Jim fell for Mary.
So Jim 呢和 Mary 他们陷入了热恋。
We can also say fall through, and that means something fails.
Fall through 啊，这里就是失败的意思，通常是指计划。
For example, my weekend plan fell through.
我的周末计划呢？失败了。Oh, I'm sorry, Clayton. It's okay.
Paper, making new out of old.
First, mix pieces of old paper with water.
Cool! We're making our own paper.
Make sure your paper is flat.
Okay, I got it.
Don't throw away paper like that. Paper is difficult to make.
But I just made a sheet of paper.
It's full of holes. You still need to brush it.
It's a new style.
What are these roses for?
I'm going to make rose paper.
You mean we can add things to paper?
Sure, you can add color too.
Cool.I'll put some dry leaves into my paper.
Not that many. We're making paper, not a treehouse.
Oh, my leaves are falling off.
Be careful. Just hang the paper up to dry.
好，今天的 review time 我们来做填充题，请你帮以下的介系词哦填入句子当中。
Here's the first one. If you mix blue, yellow, you'll get green, like my sweatshirt.
If you mix blue with
yellow,
如果你把黄色跟蓝色和在一起，你就会得到
very good
绿色。
Number two, what is the cake?Is today someone's birthday?
What is the cake for? 这蛋糕是要干嘛的呢？今天是某人的生日吗？
Very good, and very good.
Thank you.
Number three, I broke the cup, so I threw it.
So I threw it away. 杯子破了就把它丢了
吧。Bye bye, cup.
Living phrases.
Hey Sharon, I bought you a cake.
Wow, thank you. What is it for?
I know you love cake.
Oh,
and I bought you this CD too.
You are sweet. But what's the CD for?
So you can listen to music.When you eat the cake.
Wow, thank you. But what is all this for?
I have these two movie tickets. Can you ask your sister out for me?
My sister? Well, I'll take the cake, the CD, and those tickets.
Well, what did you do that for?
I'll go to the movies with my sister. Ask her out yourself next time.
Just for fun!
All right, our last tongue twister of the month. Now this one, we're going to give you a break on. It's not too hard. It's not too difficult to understand. This one is just for you to relax and enjoy.
That's right. It's a really easy one for your tongue. So maybe instead of twisting your tongue, it's just turning your tongue around a little bit. Oh, no, I think I gave another tongue twister.
Turning your tongue around. Yes, that's hard to say. Okay, so this one everybody can understand. Big Billy had a big belly. Now, Siobhan, what's your belly?
Well, your belly is another name for your stomach. There's a lot of ways we can say stomach. Tummy, belly, it just all means the same thing, that big area on the middle of your body.
Okay, so here is Big Billy, and he has a big belly. Well, actually, it says Big Billy had a big belly. What do you think happened?
Well, maybe Billy lost a lot of weight, so maybe they don't call him Big Billy anymore. They call him Little Billy.
Or Thin Billy or something, because when you lose weight, maybe you lose your big belly. Okay, so I'll try one time, just slowly. Big Billy had a big belly.
Big Billy had a big belly. Wow, Clayton, we're back to those B sounds, which we've been doing a lot of this month in the tongue twisters.
Right. Okay, let's read a little bit faster. Big Billy had a big belly.
Big Billy had a big belly.
Okay, because this one is easy, let's do something a little bit different. How about we say it two times in a row?
All right, you go first, though.
Big Billy had a big belly. Big Billy had a big belly.
Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big belly.
Oh, I think we did okay with that. Let's try three times in a row. Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big belly.
All right, my turn. Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big belly.
Wow, that kind of sounds like music when we do it over and over and over again. Okay, let's try four times, all
right? Oh my gosh, you're crazy.
Okay, Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big belly, Big Billy had a big, big, big...
That's a lot.
I got three. The fourth one is hard. Do you want to try?
All right. Big Billy had a big belly. Big Billy had a big belly. Big Billy had a big belly. Big Billy had a big belly.
Wow. I don't think we can do any better than that, Siobhan. I think that is the best tongue twisting I've heard all month.
I'm the number one tongue twister in this room right now.
Good job. Good job. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Tongue Twisters.